Okay. Okay, ready? Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Whitney Town Advisory Board meeting for February 11th, 2020. We want to welcome everybody to our first meeting of the new year and our first meeting in person since October. I'd like to make mention that all the board members are present, and Al Martinez is joining us via WebEx. And just a few notations. Item on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove any item from the agenda. Excuse me one moment, I forgot something. I want to get everybody to stand up and say the Pledge of Allegiance before I continue this. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I know I took that out of order, but we've taken a lot of things out of order tonight, and that's important. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Please turn off or mute any cell phones and other electronic devices. As I mentioned, all of board members are present, and we have county representatives. Thank you. We're going to move on now to public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction, but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board with majority vote. First item we should be taking up is the approval of our minutes for the October 15th meeting. We have a.
I'm making a motion to approve the minutes of October 15th, 2020.
We have a motion on to approve the minutes of October 15th. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries. The approval of the agenda for February 11th. We're going to hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. At this point, with the board's approval, I'd like to make a motion to move one of the general business items up before we go on any further with the meeting. I'm going for the appointment of the chair and vice chair for a two-term limit. I have a motion to make a change on the agenda. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. So at this point, before we go any further, we'd like to appoint the chairperson and vice chairperson for a two-year term.
Do we need
term.
To approve the amended agenda?
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
We just approved it.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Okay.
We'd like to take any a motion for any suggestion for any chairperson or vice chair. Okay, we have a motion on the floor for our new chair as Christopher Fobes and Greg as our vice chair. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. At this point, I will hand the gavel over to our new chairperson, Christopher Fobes, to carry on the rest of the meeting.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Right. I'd probably need help doing that. All right, so now we're moving on to...
I didn't move the following
Oh yeah, we're gonna. What are we gonna do?
I was gonna do the informational items. So you wanna hold that over till the end?
Yeah. So do we need to vote to approve that, to move the informational items?
I think we need to approve that.
So we're gonna move the informational items to the end, and then so we can move on to the planning and zoning, since our applicant has already been waiting here patiently for us. A motion.
We'll have a motion to move the agenda informational items to the end after planning and zoning. I have that motion on the floor. All those in favor?
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
What's that? Al is on?
Okay.
Hello, Al. Technology.
I know, isn't it wonderful? Hey, Al, can you hear us? I don't show that he's on mute. He's on. He should be able to hear us.
Okay.
All right, our issue of planning and zoning is UC210017 Chantina, a use permit for vehicle repair and reduced setback for vehicle maintenance to a residential use. Waiver of development standards for the following: one, reduced landscaping, and two, reduced setback from vehicle repair to a residential use. Design review: for the redesign and striping of the existing parking lot on 0.6 acres in a C2 general commercial zone, generally located on the east side of Boulder Highway, 500 feet north of Hamilton Avenue within Whitney. So we have an applicant.
Could you step up?
Yes, can you please step up and state your name?
David Sapper and Tina Chan.
And address, please.
And your address, too, please.
6037 Boulder Highway.
Our personal address or?
Either one is mine.
6037 Boulder Highway, Las Vegas, Nevada, 8912.
Okay, you can go ahead with your.
So, tad bit of backstory here. I know this is an odd request going so close to a residential, but this was already a service center. Me and my fiance started a car dealership right next door to it 10 years ago. And it turned into a dealership that started servicing kind of a specific demographic, I'll put it that way. And it was mainly people of protected status, single mothers, elderly people, minorities that may not have had certain socioeconomic benefits. So it turned into a very weird place. That dealership has been open 12 years now, which for a car lot, you may not know this, that's like great-great-grandfather status. And we've got over 5,000 five-star reviews, which is unheard of for even a new car store. And to deal with used cars and these kind of people, to get that is really impressive. I highly encourage someone to look that up, just fact-check me. But what happened was, is the community around that, I don't know if you have an aerial map, where they're building the homes now in that shop had been overrun by homelessness. And it was extremely bad. There were derelict buildings there and homeless had taken over this shop. Me, my wife, and a gentleman named Bob Ellis combined, he bought all the land where the houses are now and we bought the shop. We actually only bought the shop to service previous customers. We didn't get a license to run a shop out of it because it was closed to the public. We've extended to our customers since the very first person that sold it. For life, they can come back to us and we'll repair their car at our cost. This has been a huge boon to our customers. They make $1,800 a month, fixed income. You go to a Chevy store and say, my engine's blown, they want $4,000 or $5,000. We can fix it for these people for $700. And keep them with transportation. This shop became an extension of that. So it hasn't been open to the public since we bought it 2 years ago. It's only been these people. When we took this, we actually gentrified that area. Bob plowed up all the derelict buildings. We all three worked with the Metro Police with a program called COPS, which is basically like a homeless relocation plan, and got them out of there. We took this building, which had all the copper ripped out, all the pipes ripped out. It was just rampant homelessness, and rebuilt it. And we've been running it. Then COVID hit, and we decided we had to actually turn it into a real shop to supplement our income because everything went down so drastically. That's when we ran into why we're here with you guys today. Between the time that we bought it and Bob Ellis resold his piece and we remodeled ours, because it took us almost 6 months and close to $300,000 to get that in good condition. By the time that entire process had happened and COVID happened, we applied to start being able to do smogs and all this stuff as well. And they informed us, hey, the zoning's changed. The people behind you got an exception to turn it into residential. So this residential is, we share a wall. The back wall of the shop and the side wall are in the residential area. The other business next to it is the car lot that we have. To tell you this is like do or die for us is such an understatement. I mean, we've sunk our life savings into that property in order to do this. And at the time, it was zoned correctly. Because we weren't opening it to the general public, we were allowed to just keep it as part of a dealership if we only serviced our previous customers. Now that we're trying to expand that into allowing people off the street to come in, this is an extremely underserved community. If you go 4 or 5 miles, or 2 or 3 miles in either direction on Boulder Highway, there's no service centers. And the ones that there are, I mean, we have people all the time talking about how expensive this place is, and we're still bringing them in to help them. If we can't get this shop zoned, I mean, it's literally going to devastate us because we're not going to be able to keep it. We purchased it, we have a mortgage on it through the SBA, but it was all, it's a repair shop, and that's all it can be. It's got 6 large bays in the front, it's got lifts in it. It was built from the ground up to be a shop. I believe the zoning situation is just an oversight. It was already zoned for that. The zone expired. They came in, rezoned it for residential. If we had already had it zoned, they would have still built the homes there because they bought it with that intent and purpose. They didn't know anything about our zoning situation. And it resides on their property, but in such a way, they can't hear the shop, they can't see any movement there. You can't see the elevation there, but the wall on the shop side stops right about here, but there's almost 20 feet on the back side of it because the elevation on Boulder Highway is at an angle, so they notch it out. Residents couldn't see, residents can't hear anything that are coming in there, and these are still low-income housing. I know we're probably getting close to our time.
Yeah.
That's the gist of it.
Okay. Okay, this time we'll open it up for public comment. Any comments from the public? Seeing none, I'll close it to public comment, and then I'll open it to the board. Anyone on the board would like to ask any questions?
I have a couple of questions.
Yes, ma'am.
First of all, we're very familiar with the housing over there.
Okay.
Because it was a big improvement, and we're very familiar with Boulder Highway scenario.
Okay,
so we're very intense on cleaning that up and getting all of that. I'm going to speak broadly for the board. My question... I see there's a max of 30 cars allowed in your lot, if I'm reading this correctly, between the bay and the parking lot. I'm talking about the your automotive repair now.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then the other thing that I see is that you have agreed to reinstall the landscaping that was there originally that fell by the wayside over the years.
So going back to the degradation of Boulder Highway, I don't know what the people were doing there before, but they had massive amounts of chemicals stored on the one part that is dirt that was landscaping. We've replanted the landscaping twice and it dies immediately. My landscaper pulled out 2 tons of dirt and re-backfilled it. So we're getting ready to make another run at it, but that's been a process as well. They had all kinds of like acid drums and all kinds of stuff. We cleaned it all out, we pulled it all out, we disposed of it properly, but we're actually trying to get plants to live in those containers because they just parked stuff on it.
Okay, but your intention is
the
to
intent is,
put
yes.
that border landscaping in place as
yes, yes.
as the planning department has
yeah.
instructed?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I mean,
that's
if you
all
can see the improvements from before to now, you'll see that it's been a progression from dereliction to a really, really nice building. We're still continuing that. It's just, it's been a process. There's been so many crazy things with that property.
And one other thing before I pass it along, you state that the smog checking that you're going to be doing is going to be inside the building, so you're going to have no other stations outside in the
no,
parking lot.
No, it's part of the mechanics.
It's part of
inside,
the building,
yeah.
That's all I have for right now.
Okay. Hold on, we'll go to Amy first and then I'll come back to
Greg. What are the hours of the business?
The hours of the shop are 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday.
Have you done any outreach to the neighbors on the other side of the wall?
So the neighbors are now a developer called Stony Brook Homes, and I've talked to them. They don't have any problems. They weren't even aware we weren't zoned to be commercial because every single border of that property is already commercial. There's a commercial spot behind us, our dealership we own, this shop, and then on the other side, another dealership. So this is right in the smack dab of five commercial properties.
And then, so are you doing like oil changes?
We do, yes. We have a 250 gallon oil dispenser or waste jug. We have all the different waste chemical jugs, and Safety Clean, which is a company, comes by every time it gets full. They put a huge hose in it, they suck it out, they dispose of it properly.
So there's no need for a
Oh, gosh.
Under the wall.
No,
like
no.
Potential there.
Nothing even remotely like that.
Okay. And the last question I have is, what's the lighting situation like? So when the houses are built up to the dirt, are we going to go?
So that's actually nice. The way the shop is laid out, if you look on the picture, the back of the shop that actually borders where the residential property is going to be is just a solid wall. The long side is probably 25, 30 feet tall of solid cinder block wall, no lighting on it. And the back side is 15, 20 feet of light wall. And there's only one of those security motion lights. Somebody actually has to move by it in order to kick it on the lot property. Nobody can see it on the other side of the wall. The only front facing light faces our dealership anyway.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Yeah, so you said 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday?
9 to 5 Monday through Saturday.
And all work is done inside?
Yes, sir.
So you're saying that there's no noise, but
no.
You're a mechanic shop. But if there is some noise, it's from inside.
It's from inside, yes. But it's fully swamp cool, heated, air conditioned. Like, it's enclosed.
Okay. Sounds good.
And then just so, because I was driving by, so on the street side, I can see their wall, and then there's I can see your fence. And they're right next to each other.
Yes, sir.
So you're saying along the back or that side of the building, it's deeper or it's a.
No. So okay. The wall you can actually see
from
their
Boulder
Heights. Their cinder block wall is here and about 8-6
yeah.
feet tall. Ours is just the back wall of the shop itself, which is about 25 feet tall all the way down. The back side where it cuts it off is where the massive elevation changes. Even if you look from the street, you can see there's a couple foot difference, mm-hmm. but on the back wall, it's a massive difference. I mean, it's at least 15 feet from the ground to the top of the cinder block wall on the back.
And on the landscaping, have you talked to your landscaper if this third time is not a charm and it dies, are you able to get planter boxes or something where you can put fresh soil in?
So what he said, which we've been trying to avoid just because of budgetary reasons, I mean, our income dropped 75% during the pandemic. He said he can put a plastic liner in there and be able to backfill it. It would be like a big potted plant in your house, basically. They're just kind of expensive. So.
Okay, that's it. All for me. Okay, do we have a motion?
I just have one more question.
Hold on one second.
Yes, sir.
Planning request a certain type of landscaping? Let me just double check my notes here real quick.
honestly, we were just going to sort of match what was in the area. The original site plans had certain plants. They said they weren't great because there's power lines under certain planters. So there's a tree called a something Japanese blueberry, which is a desert tree out here that grows kind of up, but not super high, but it's good for noise, basically blockage, because the back two spots is the spots that I kind of wanted to get the coverage of. I don't know if you can see it, but there's two little corners in the end, and I figured those would be the heaviest.
On the east side?
On the back side of the lot.
Right.
There's like two cubes, and I figured those would be the best ones to put the most amount of coverage on, just to block.
Because those are homes going to be back there.
Exactly.
And,
yes.
that definitely needs to have some landscaping there.
Yeah. I mean, nobody can see it on their side.
No, I understand that, but you still want some kind of a buffer for those homeowners.
Yeah, well, you know? I was trying to do it more for noise
and noise
mitigation. So he said these certain plants, I guess, are good with acidic dirt, which is what the problem has been. I guess they had sulfuric acid on the dirt. So we cleaned all that out, but he said those blueberry trees work pretty well. They don't really, the leaves don't fall off, and they're fairly dense. So that was the plan.
All right, do we have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay.
Just 1 second.
Does Al have the oh, we can't hear.
Is Al here? No? Can you hear? Oh, can you raise your volume? He's there. Al, hold on. I just heard his voice.
I did too. There.
Okay, Al, we can hear you now.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, Al, go right ahead. Do you have any questions?
No, I'm okay with what's being asked from the board people.
Okay, great.
Okay. So if it's okay, I will make a motion for approval of UC210017, Chan Amatina, with all the stipulations and conditions that are listed under the staff conditions. I would like to interject an additional one-year review. And I say that because of the car business that we had around here, so on and so forth, and for the homes there. We'd like a feedback maybe when the homes come in. So my only addition to staff is that we have a one-year review.
Can I respond to that?
Certainly.
The only request I have, we have been there like 12 years. The building right next door, the plant, it's super dilapidated. We were just able to buy it about 6 months ago. The plan was to combine that shop and that dealership into a more modern, cleaner building. And that happening, we would then be forced to wait for that year review to make sure it was okay before another loan to rebuild all that.
I just want to interject. I want you to understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
We're approving as the staff has suggested to you.
Oh,
everything
okay.
According to what the staff. My only addition to that is that in 1 year, you'll come back and say, look, we planted these trees, we did this, because that's all. I'm not asking you do anything extra or apply for anything
this
extra.
This is our first time.
That's okay, and it's a learning for everybody.
Yeah, it really
is. That's all I'm asking, is that you come back in a year and say, look, this is what we've done.
No problem.
Because we've, as a board and as a neighborhood, we've experienced things in the past.
Well, you can see where we started, so
I know.
You're on our
okay.
Board there.
Yeah. So anyway, if I need to clarify it again, or is it
no,
you
good.
Got it all? Okay, so that's my motion.
Okay. All those approved say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, we're good.
Said
we
are aye.
Unanimous. Thank you. It's great.
Thank you so much. Now you know.
Now we'll move on to the.
He's got to go to.
Do we need anything else? Or
not from us.
No.
You should have a schedule for the next hearing at the Board of Supervisors.
Everybody, seriously, thank you. This has been weighing on us, so really appreciate it. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want to do that one right now?
No, no, that's
no,
not
you have
with
to
us.
Go downtown.
They'll take our recommendations and you'll hear.
All we do is recommend and then they take it from there.
Okay, thank you.
You got it, thank you. Okay.
Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Okay, so picking up where we left off, we're going to move on to general business. Item number one, or item number two, they approve the TAB bylaws. Have any?
Has everybody?
So I sent the bylaws to everyone last week. Uh-huh. Yeah. Make sure what we have, what is concerned, discuss them, but if there are no concerns, certainly approve them.
Okay. So we have a motion from Greg to approve the TAB Advisory Board bylaws. All in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you, Al.
It's unanimous. Okay, so that's done. Now we'll move back up to the informational item that I was going to bring. So, as you, Greg and I are participating in the stakeholder meetings for the on the TAB side, the Town Advisory Board side, for the Transform Clark County, the rewriting of the master plan and development code. So we had a meeting on the 21st of January, and basically, all of this stuff is public. You can see where we are in the process. You can, every time they make an update, they just finished the third survey. I think they extended it to January 15th. And as a, you can sign up on transformclarkcounty.com. You can get on their mailing list, and every time they do an update or they post a new survey, that information will be posted there. We have moved on from the it's kind of a two-track system. They got our input on the master plan, now they're working on that, now we're starting, they got our input on the development code, and so they're kind of simultaneously working on both. So usually it's a three-year process, but as they have it now, it's going to be a three-year process, but it would be 3 years each, but they're doing them simultaneously. So they took our advice, and what their goal on the development code is, for one, it hasn't been updated since, I think, 2000, if I remember correctly, and It's all writing. It's all apparent. So you're trying to figure out, like, these people, what are the setbacks, and it's all in just written down. And they're going to. So they showed us a sample where it's graphic, so it'll show you what all this stuff means visually. And they're maybe combining some of the code, you know, some of the zoning and stuff that we don't use or is redundant, and obviously Clark County, we have a vast array of different, from Searchlight to Mesquite to Moapa to even with the town from in the rural preservation, the neighborhoods in the southwest and the northwest. So that is their challenge now. So we had our meeting in January, and now they're meeting with the other stakeholders. And then I think I haven't seen a date for our next meeting, but I think we move back the next one, because right now we are in step four, which is October 20th to April 2021, which are policy directions and code assessment. And then that next step, V5, we'll see a draft of the master plan. So that's the next step. And then this will leapfrog, and then we'll come back. Oh. But all of this stuff is available. So we got winter, spring, the growth framework, planning area goals, policy, and land use plans. Includes land use plans and area-specific policies to address the unique needs of the county's 11 planning areas. And then this summer, we'll begin the implementation strategies. Action will be taken by the county or in collaboration with others to implement the core values and goals that they receive from the feedback and surveys. So that's where we are now, and you can, like I said, I would encourage everyone to go to transformclarkcounty.com, get yourself on the mailing list, and see where they are so you can be updated, because there are public meetings as well that they have throughout the process.
I'd like to add, I've done those surveys, and they're actually quite easy to do and very informative. They've linked back off to some information, so if you don't understand the question, and they're not tedious like a lot of surveys. And I think the feedback is really important. Not everybody always shows up to meetings or you know, this is an easier way to get feedback, you know, into the loop. So I encourage everybody to meet the surveys.
Any other questions? Okay, yeah, that was all I had for the informational items. Okay, now we are on to comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I know we had a couple of.
Amy wanted to go with something.
Sure. And two quick things. Well, okay. So one. So at our last board training, not this year, but the year before, I had brought it up to Alex, and we had even talked in the hallway about it, and then we kind of got dropped, but this brings it back up again. So Jerry made the recommendation about the person. There's no mechanism that's in place that sends them a postcard or a letter or anything like that. And so you made the motion and said that. But then so after 6 years on this, like I'm not comfortable with that. So is this something that as a board
do we have to do it? An issue.
You know, like I said, I kind of forgot about it with
everything going on, but as soon as she made the motion, I was like, here's another one that, you know, falls through. If they don't mark it down, which they're probably won't, then it just gets dropped, and then I would be tracking.
Well,
and so that's the other thing. So if you make the recommendation
here, the final commissioners have to choose whether or not they want to
include
our recommendation. Board's recommendations.
Exactly. If they don't say that verbiage tonight during the motion, then the recommendations
are
passed.
Okay.
Tell me that's wrong. That's correct.
That's good. And then, and you know why I did that? Because of all the other issues that we've had up and down Boulder Highway where they're approved and they're supposed to do certain things, like the car lot across the street. And then we had you'd have to get code enforcement or whatever, licensing and all that kind of stuff.
A rustic art over here.
A what?
A rustic art.
Oh, okay.
So I will personally now, since I've made this motion, I will personally follow this.
Okay. And there are town board members from other town boards that will notify the board of commissioners and make that plea at public or at comment, saying, hey, I'm...
I can go there as a representative of the board? Okay, that's fine. I mean, I just like to see that, and Amy has a, we've talked about this before, and I see it happen at Paradise Town Board. They put the extensions on for them, and then the people, I mean, the you know, review on for them, and the people are constantly coming back all the time.
And a lot of times, a lot of our town boards, if it's staff recommendations, staff has the review, it's, when you say approved per staff recommendation,
yeah, well, they don't have anything for review.
Well, this is still one of
right, right.
So after the meetings, we do like the result sheet. And so we just need what she asked for in the report.
Okay.
So when it gets re-merged, it's pushed through to the next meeting, it's in the staff report.
Okay.
So they do have to say for a town board commission, or if they say
or the staff.
They won't know if they're back the 1 year to review.
Okay.
But I will reach out to the planner to tell them to reach out to Ms. Chan to explain the AR process because they have to pay fees again and come back.
Yeah.
I don't know if he knew that.
Well, we told him. Didn't I kind of tell him that we wanted...
Sometimes they get to our counter and then they go, I'm here for a review period, but they have no idea that
well, and then that goes back to what Amy was saying before, that something should go from the county to say, hey, your review time, you need to come to on a certain day to the town board when it's scheduled, something to that effect.
I agree. That's why I can tell you really,
yeah, he was kind of
to
make sure that he knows in 1 year, and I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. I kind of forgot, like I said, I forgot about it.
Yeah.
Oh. And then the other thing is a compliment, actually, that fixes that website now. As I say, public forums has been amazing because the neighborhood is getting hit with graffiti. It's bad. It's really, really bad. I'm probably putting up 2 or 3 tickets a week at this point, and that's just the big stuff that's happening. There's all on the street by the Nellis Bridge, and just my neighborhood. And they're out within 1 to 3 days.
Oh, they're going to get one from me.
Yeah.
So it's graffiti on private property, it's public funds. But if it's graffiti, like at the channel,
whoever they're doing that with, they're doing amazing. Because it's Nellis, Hacienda, my neighborhood, along there. So the response time is great.
And we're a little worried about that. We feel we have 4 teachers and 2 of them retired.
Oh.
So, I don't know if they still work.
There's job openings.
So we're a little concerned about that because there's a fact behind our
Yeah, no, it's been great. And it's really easy, too. It's just like, you know, snap in a picture and then just upload it.
You want to add one to
the I don't. I just did it and then put it on the tablet.
But you can actually download and fix it now.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that was the app portion of it.
Okay. All right. Jerry, did you have anything?
I just had 2 quick things. One, Karen and I have been working on the CDAC. So we made our recommendations, have been submitted. We have one that's definitely in the Whitney area. It's a refurbishing of an accessible space property, Carol Haynes Apartments, which is good, that's really needed. And the other one that we really wanted to put in was an extension that applied, was the Tiempo over on Russell and Boulder, Tiempo Senior Apartments. They were going for another phase. But we had to back off of that because they didn't have clear title yet to the property. So we weren't able to give that to Whitney.
So what is it,
yeah. So, who has that property? Coordinated Living of Southern Nevada. No, it's Coordinated Living of Southern Nevada has those. That's TMPO. No. Accessible Space has the Vegas Valley one. Well, that's good because, yeah. And that's good, but they didn't have the title, so that's why we couldn't work on it this time. So they'll reapply next time. But I just wanted to share with everybody, too, how tight the senior living is. There's probably a two-year wait for a lot of these senior residences, so that's kind of tough. And, of course, the money that we had to work with this year was only $5 million. Oh, $10,500. So we were, yeah, yeah. So we were only able. No, it was pretty good, and that's what we picked. So we're going for final resolution on these whatever next Tuesday is, the 15th, 16th.
16th.
We'll have another meeting, and then we'll get. So we'll come back and then tell what everybody did. The other was just a little bit. Excuse me?
What's the usual funding?
Like
you only have $5 million?
What,
like what
would it be? It could be anywhere from 6 to 9, okay. Somewhere in that. So I mean, it's less this year than it has been the last few years. It's and we had a lot of applications. Yeah, so there was a lot of applications. The other thing is just an informational that I was really excited about. I got at the Paradise Town Board meeting. It'll help us, even though it's on their side of Nellis. The Nevada State Bank is being demolished, and it's going to be totally refurbished into El Polo Loco.
Ooh.
And I have some of the architect was very nice to give me the documents, so if anybody wants to look at it before we leave, they're doing a great job.
Nellis and Trop. With the Nevada State Bank.
It's been closed.
Anyway, it's a beautiful drawing. I mean, it's going to be good because it's a corporate entity. It's not a franchise, so it's going to be really good. So we're happy to hear that.
Yeah.
And then I have one request, and then I'll shut up. Update on the Hacienda road work. What's that? Yeah, I mean, what do they plan? I mean, this is a perfect year for them to work there without school being there. And I know. That's fine. Just when you have an opportunity, I just came across.
Oh, can I ask something?
Yeah. You're done?
Okay. I'm finished.
Okay, great.
This was brought up through email, so I don't know if we could talk about it in the meeting or not, but somebody asked about that old marquee at Russell and...
The UNLV.
UNLV.
The one that was on that burn.
Right.
Is there a status on that?
So,
No, it's still there.
And that's when I got excited when Tiempo was going to go there. I thought maybe it would go.
Okay.
That's all I
have.
I'm sorry? Oh, good. You let us know when it is? No, I know. And we'll decide who's going to go, but I think somebody from the team, the board, should attend.
Mommy, can you give us a notification for the end of the meeting?
Say it again. I can't hear very well because it is.
Can you give us a notification for the end of the meeting next week?
No. Usually when I get them, I scan them in an email now. But you know what, Blanca? With my address change...
You
should
get it in the mail.
Yes, I get that stuff in the mail. And with my address change, if they didn't change it on the county site before...
It's on the 23rd.
And I
won't
be, I'm having
knee
surgery on the
18th.
I saw that.
So
I'm incapacitated.
And what property is this for? What area?
This is the
line,
oh.
So that's why they wanted to rezone it for Tiempo. Okay. Good. No, it's, according to this, both properties, Tiempo and the one, they have another one over on Fort Apache. It's coordinated living.
Greg, is that it?
I'm good.
Okay, so with that, I think we are, our next meeting will be February 25th, 2021, and we are ready to adjourn.
Congratulations.
Hi, Al.
Hi, Al.
Are we
Yes, we're done.
Okay.
So, if you...